Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore that transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life you love. As you become the ride of your own destiny, here you're going to find that inspiration, practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith to towards your dreams. You are in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Make sure you bitches support the mission at listenbitchdonations.com. If that's too much for you, if you can't buy a girl a cup of chai or donate to my new microphone fund, then share the show. Okay, just share it with people you love, people you hate. I don't care. Just share the fuck out of it. If you want to change your life, scroll the show notes. I'm very excited today because I got my bestie on here. You guys, I'm going to introduce you to someone. Actually, I'll introduce you to the reason that I'm poor and I have like 10 jobs going at once. Okay, he is the reason I am poor, and I'll get there in a second. This is Will. And I'll just give you guys a little background here. He is a military badass. He was in the Air Force for a lot of years. I didn't write it down, and he literally told me. But he's done three war tours. He's been overseas 5 times. He worked at Elkhart Indian Motorcycle Company for 9 years, and this is where I met him on my journey to find a motorcycle. And with him, I think we bought.
Four
Four?
or five.
Four.
Four or five. Yeah,
Fuck
four.
me. Yeah, that's terrible. That's so terrible. But we're good now. Like we're not allowed to buy for, till we have fuck you money. And then, I have a dream bike I want back because we had to sell ours to get the bagger. But anyway, that's how I met Will, and we've been friends ever since. He is super awesome. We threw around the idea of doing a podcast together. So I invited him on here to guest host and kind of see if it's even something he would want to fucking do. Cause podcasting is not for the faint of heart. Okay. It takes balls and it takes a level of badassery. And I feel like going to war probably puts this in a perspective where it's no big deal for him. I get that, but it's like a different kind of battle, I guess. So what's up, William? Say hello to everybody.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How you
So
doing?
we're thinking about topics, and I mean, there's one that definitely comes to mind because Will's been going through some shit. Okay, he's been going through some shit. When I met him, he was married. And that relationship has since, I mean, how do you even say it? Like, it imploded and he got divorced, and it's been quite a few years now. Since has remarried, and now, I mean, literally, a bomb went off in his ex-wife, I think. I don't know what happened, but I do know what happened because I divorced someone with the same mentality. So, I don't know. Why don't you just like fill us in on your side of the story, kind of things that went on? Because I think we should bring this out to light. Like, unfortunately, divorce is it's a common thing.
It is, unfortunately,
Yeah.
yes, it is, and it's very popular in the U.S. I think one out of two marriages, I believe, is what it is now. That's the stats. Nothing that it, no one ever gets married to get divorced, but
No.
when you just have, you just reached your fill with things, and nothing against the other person. I wish her all the best of everything. I really do. I mean, it is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone makes mistakes, you know, and I
Right.
made my fair share, she made her fair share, and I won't get into details about that, but
Oh, I'm gonna spill the details. This is the tea, you guys. I'm gonna just say it for what it is. I'm friends with her. We've talked while in the process of your divorce, and I told her how I felt about how important it is for her to just own her shit. So this is 1 weekend away with these guys, and I will tell you all the red flags I saw. Okay, so many red flags, and I'm gonna defend Will right now because like a lot of people just don't understand. I feel like guys get a lot of blame when it comes to this because they get a lot of blame about like not nurturing the relationship, not understanding the feelings and the emotions that women go through. And this is the truth for a lot of relationships, right? It takes a lot. Like, there's not a lot of guys as great as Will. I will say that. He is my friend. This is the thing. Like, he even came to me with a cry for help, like, help my wife feel good about herself. So, number one red flag, she had a terrible self-esteem, but she had a man that was like building her up. What do you need to feel good? What do you need to be happy? Like, consistently. And this is the thing I want to tell you guys. Like, I saw this for myself. Like, he literally was like, "Brandon, why don't you like dye your hair or something?" And I know he wanted her to be a girl's girl and get in on just like feeling good, right? Like, I felt that. And it was really awkward because it just kept coming down to like, she didn't want to feel good. She didn't want to help herself. And every conversation I had with her was like, and it still echoes through even now. And you guys, I'm not saying anything I haven't said to her inbox, and Will knows what I've said to her. But like, it's just that victim mentality. And I think I can't even imagine how many years you spent trying to swim upstream for that, like, it's enough now. Everybody in a relationship, I don't care who you are, how great you are, like, you are responsible for your own happiness. There's nothing that Will could have done to change that.
No, there just isn't. And we met each other in Ohio. We now live in Indiana, and she even lives in Indiana. I mean, literally 40 seconds away from me. I moved 40 seconds away, bought my own house. I was focused on doing everything I could for my kids. I understood that the relationship was over, but I wanted to be close to my kids, and I wanted to build something for them. It wasn't for me. It was for them and for the opportunity to be able to have all of them in my life. I have other children besides the three that I have with her. And so my main focus was, hey, I want all my kids with me, not just the other three, because all of them to me are equal. There's not any other better than the other for me. We had talked for several, we had trying to build a co-parenting relationship, talked for a little bit, and it just was not working. It just did not work out. It was the same things that I was concerned with from before, and none of that worked out. So I ended up moving on, and I got remarried to somebody else. So I mean, it is what it is. But ever since then, and part of the big thing that you were talking about, there has been a lot of since I got remarried, there has been a lot of what do you want to call it?
Well, first of all, the kids got weaponized.
Absolutely. Weaponized. I've had DCS called on me at least 7 times. They've came to my house so far. There's also been from what DCS says, that well over an additional up to 13 additional phone calls that they just never reported on, and every single one of them were negated. They're like I have a whole family
Well,
here.
let me give you guys a little background too. Let me give you a little background
I'm jumping
on
ahead. I'm sorry,
No,
it's my
you're
first
not. No,
time.
you're not, but I want to explain something. I used to be a foster parent, and I know what they do in these background checks. I know how thorough, I know how excessive, like, you have to be spot on. Well, your wife currently owns businesses in relation to kids. She takes she has an incredible background and reputation,
Huge reputation,
huge
an
reputation.
incredible
I mean,
reputation.
I see her business is blowing up all over Facebook. I'm like, wow, she is killing it. So I'm telling you, the state's already in her business. They know her shit. Like, they know her. They know her. I guarantee she has to do background checks. She has to stay up to date on a bunch of shit. So, I mean, this weaponizing the kids and calling in this was not only a risk to her reputation, it just spoke obvious lies about the foundation of your family. And this is what I'm going to say, like, hurt people, and in
That's true.
all of my conversations with her, the underlying thing is she would tell me all of the things that Will has done to her, right? All of the things, because again, I'm friends with her. All the things, and no matter what she said he did, like if she's blaming Will about hurting the kids or putting them in bad situations, at the end of the day, she's like, "But I love him and I just want him back." Miss Ma'am, that's a red flag. Like, if there is some man out there fucking with my kids, he'd be the last person that I would want anything to do with. Like, that's never gonna happen, you know? So there was just a lot of red flags. And unfortunately, I think they're, you know, what divorced parents don't understand, and I know because I have the ex-husband who we haven't shared a conversation, literally not a single word, for a decade. So there is no co-parenting. My sons are literally split. You know, like there's points they can't talk about us, they can't talk about me, they can't. It's not okay. Like, kids, and I've always been like, let's just get together. Let's, you know, be able to do. My son and I were literally just talking today, like, what about graduation? You know, and I'm totally fine. Like, I love everybody. Let's go. You know,
Yeah, I'm the
we can
same
do
way.
this. Well, constantly the message that they were told is we could be a family when your mom comes home. I mean, that last time I heard, it hasn't been that long since it has been said the whole time for, and this has been 15 years, 15 years, still this person, still, you know, took everything he knew about me and weaponized it. The fact that I never wanted to be without my kids, you know, fighting me for custody. He tried to fight me for full custody. I tried to do him a favor with child support and we lied about the custody, and then he weaponized that and then tried to take them from me for the time that saying we split it halfway so that he wouldn't have to pay because I was trying to be nice. Just so much shit happened, and the kids are the ones that pay the price every single time.
Sadly, yes. Yeah, so for the beginning after the separation and during and after the divorce and everything was fine and dandy as long as it was her way, you know.
Right. Well, do you think she's weaponized your kids because she knows you had older kids and it hurt you to be away from them too? Like, she knew that was a thing
Well,
or
that
no?
Well, that was part of my reasonings for leaving because there's many reasons, but that was one of them is my other children who are older than the kids that we have together, decided they didn't want anything to do with me because of my relationship with her because I tried to get them to come over and it was a constant fight over and over and over again and I saw that and I didn't want that. I didn't want my relationship with my other kids to dissolve.
Right.
I
So you're
didn't
saying
want.
she wasn't open to them being a part of you guys.
No, it was the other three kids, and that was it. So in my mind, they're all equal, and you should be welcoming in all the children
Everybody.
together, everybody together, and just be one big happy family. And I don't know why my mind goes that way. Like everyone should be accepted. You know, and that's the way I am with my wife now. You know, I've accepted her children with open arms and you
Right.
know, it's been great. It's been great, you know. But it's just the constant, I don't know why for some people it's gotta be a battle. I don't understand it. My mind can't even go there. It's like I don't understand why we can't get
But
along.
that's the thing, right? And this is what I would tell you guys. Like, she showed you who she was, and she's not whole, she's not healed. And she's not secure of who she is as a person. And when you're not that person, you can't make those logical, there's no emotional maturity happening. There just isn't. And that's why it is the way it is. And I told Will, you know, like, he would call me upset. And I'm like, I wish I could tell you that things will change, but I'm literally currently living the same reality of just,
And I didn't even know it at the time that you were. I had no idea.
I will tell that
So,
I will
I
say
mean,
this. He
it's
hates me more than
literally.
he loves the kids. He hates me more than he loves the kids. And that bottom line, that's all it is.
So we go from there to She had some family members pass away last year, and I had the time frame that that was happening was during my weekends, and I was asked if they, if the boys could go with her on those particular weekends, because there were it was my time, and of course I'm like, yes, family first, absolutely go. I want them to see their uncle, I want them to see their aunt,
Yeah.
for the last time and whatnot. But then when I asked for that time back, I never got it. It was
Right.
no. It was like not only no, but hell no. So I decided to go. Hey, I went to a lawyer. I talked to my wife, and I said, you know what? I want to go for 50%. Like, this is crazy. Like, why can't I have my equal time? And she was working full time. I was working full time. We pretty much had mirrored, work schedule. Why am I being penalized with time with my own children? The lawyer at the time decided to put in for 100%, hoping that we would get at least 50%, because
Right.
Indiana, I'm in Indiana, they're not a male state, I guess you can say, a father state. So hoping for that. So as soon as that happened, all of a sudden those DCS reports started coming out.
Wow.
Everything from me abusing my sons to me inappropriately touching my stepdaughter, you name it, it was said. And then not only that, it was spread out to people that she confided with, and then spread along the people that my customers that I worked with at work, and then
At
they
work
would
at
spread
Indian.
their yeah and then they
Yeah.
would spread those rumors out at people that I worked with. And that's one of the reasons why I don't work there anymore. I just don't, I don't like that drama. And those are absolute lies. Everything, like when DCS came in and said something about me inappropriately touching my 15 year old daughter, she and I both looked at each other and was like, "What?"
Oh my
And
God.
I just immediately melted. Like, I can't even believe this is even an accusation whatsoever, because that would never, ever, ever, ever happen for me. Ever. That's not the type of person that I am,
Right.
you know. So, and of course, confronting her, why did you do that? Why did you? Oh, I never said that. Well, you get into other
Put the
people's
pieces
heads,
together.
and then they call for you. So yeah, maybe you didn't call, but you're the one that put the ideas in other people's heads, and then they feel obliged to have to call for you, you know. And that's just, come on, grow
What
up,
kind of toll has it
you know.
taken on your marriage? Because blended families are already hard, and then when you have like someone who is not okay, like, I mean, what is the truth? Sarah's not happy that you're married to her. Sarah's not happy that you're married, to Jen. She's not happy.
N not at all. No, she's not. And between me and Jennifer, we've had our talks, it's a mature relationship. They're tough talks. It's absolutely full of anxiety. I'm on blood pressure pills now, anxiety pills, you name it. And because it's such an uncomfortable situation, and it's absolutely unbelievable, to be honest with you. It's like, what the hell, but when every single one of those things happened, and as DCS kept coming into our house, we welcomed them in with open arms. It's like,
Right.
come on in. Like, what did we do now?
And they
You
saw through
know,
the bullshit.
that immediately,
Yeah.
and negated it. Everything has been negated. Every single accusation has been negated, thank God. And it's just, honestly, it's made us stronger, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
We've talked about this stuff over and over. We've gotten closer to Christ because of it, just because we just want it to go away. We just want to be left alone and live our own lives, you know. But the unfortunate thing on the other side, they can't let go or move on, you know. So, in my hardest of hearts, all I really want is an amazing co-parenting relationship with their mother, with my boy's
Right.
mom. And so that we can have an open communication and be able to, go to their awards assemblies together, go to sport meets together, and not it be weird or silly, but yeah, I don't know if that'll ever happen. Unfortunately, I
Well, you
wish
can't
it
ask
could.
me because I'm going to say it hasn't, and I can't imagine it ever would. So I'm going to be the
I know
doom and
what you
gloom.
say.
I'm the doom
I
and
know what
gloom
you
of
say.
truth. So, it's a sad reality when people can't get past their own issues, And I mean, I've said from day one, I'll help her, I'll do whatever I can, but like you can't make people
You
take the
can't.
steps,
You
and I
cannot.
haven't heard from her. I haven't heard from her since, I think the last, I actually don't even remember. It's been so long. But I think it was ending, the message was ending on, of course I love him and I would take him back or something like that.
Yeah,
Whatever. So
there was always that. And
I told
I
her, be ha who see who you are without him. Like it's super simple.
be amazing, and but no, it has definitely gotten us closer with God and praying more and just wishing, and praying that, that most of this stuff would just go away. But in my hardest of hearts, I will always pray that one day that we can communicate, and given it, like you said, is that really ever going to happen? I don't know.
It
It
could.
maybe not. It could. But I will always still keep praying that that eventually will, So.
Well, I mean, not even making this personal, but I mean, just someone that's listening that is married to someone who is just like super insecure, super miserable, super the victim of everything. What is that like?
Well, it's gone in so many different directions. The one thing that you got to do is to, because I'm absolutely guilty of this, is to not to continue to join in the arguments and join in the blame. And when you're accused of this or you're being told stuff from 7, 8 years ago, and they want to just keep hammering on you over and over again over things from the past, you just have to not include yourself in that conversation. You just have to say okay, and then keep your focus on the kids. That's what you have to do. And it's hard because we're human. You want to defend yourself immediately, and sometimes you will, and then you'll catch yourself, and you're like, nope, I gotta step back. It's about the kids. Say whatever you need to say right now and just keep going. You know what I mean? And keep the focus on the children themselves, and every opportunity that you have them, just make the most of it. One other good thing to do as well is any time that you have your kids, and you have that opportunity to, have your weekends, you're not ha having them taken away over some phonious BS. And you actually have them in your home and they're going to be with you for a few days. Don't talk about any of the drama. Don't talk about anything that's going on. Those are adult conversations. That's not for the kids whatsoever. Those are for if you have to go to court, which that's my situation, that's dealt in court. And if you have the opportunity to talk to the other parent and they're going to be open-minded and actually talk to you, then that's when you talk about that. The time that you have with your children, you instill what you feel as a parent is best for them in them at that time. You don't talk about the craziness. Have your home be a place of peace for them, because you don't know what's going on or what's being said in the at the other house. You don't, and I don't, and I don't really want to know. All I know is my goal is to just make sure that when they come be with me, that it's a place of peace, relaxation. They get to learn a lot of different skills. I'm teaching them how to do their own laundry, do the dishes, splitting up the time between, being on video games and actually physical play. I actually, in all of those situations, I make myself a part of every single one. So I'm a part of helping them do their laundry. I'm a
Yeah.
part of helping them do the dishes. When we play video games, it's mostly Madden when we want to play video games. I'm one of the players on the video game as well, so I play them as well. And when we go outside and play sports, whether it be basketball, football, baseball, soccer, whatever it may be, I make sure that I'm out there with them, teaching them everything I knew as a kid, so that it gives them skills that will maybe give them a little bit of an advantage when they get up to that age to be able to play.
Yeah.
So that's what we do.
Nice.
So
From a
it
relationship standpoint, like not even talking about kids, I'm talking about just people are out there, they're in relationships. What are red flags? Red flags they should be looking for a relationship that really is gonna go south. I know you know what red flags you saw. You had to have. There were red flags. You saw them, you ignored them.
Yeah, red flags. I would look at just the start of little lies, just little things here and there. Maybe somebody that you're dating that are severely connected to their parents, are not left not, are not left to speak for themselves. And it's not bad that they have a great relationship with their parents. That's not what I'm saying. Someone who's a little more independent knows who they are.
Well, there is a place, like the Bible literally talks about it. Like you leave your parents, you build your own family.
Correct, correct.
But that doesn't
Can
mean you can't have a relationship,
correct. No,
but it's separate.
you are with your you are with your partner, and that is it, and everything that you do, and even if you have an argument or anything, you keep that between you and your husband, or you and your wife. It doesn't matter. You don't bring it to your family, because families are going to immediately take the side of, whichever side of that family is on. And that's hard to rebound from if you make up, and are able to move on from whatever was going on from before. But yeah, little things like that, which can be turned into big things. If it happens to be a relationship that involves children, no, when you're with a person who has children, you're not only marrying them, but you're accepting those children as your own as well. Like those, you love your girlfriend or your spouse for, and you built that relationship with them. But you also love those children as well, the exact same way. No matter what, they're all equal. And even if you have children yourself, they're all equal. They're every single one of them are equal. There's not one that's favored more than the other,
And this is a reality. I mean, my husband
it
and I
is
got married.
reality.
He took four kids. They're his kids. They are his kids. There is no
Yeah, Ben's
like.
amazing.
We
He's a
meet
great dude.
people, he's not going to be like, yeah, I've got four stepkids, I have two regular kids. Like you'll never hear that out of his mouth. He says, I have six kids. I have six kids. And we set the boundaries very early with his family. It's all or nothing. It's not the new baby, we bring stuff for the new baby. It's don't bring anything for one if you can't bring it for all. And because we had so many, there was never an expectation. But yeah, we set those boundaries. Now we don't have to worry about it because his family doesn't have shit to do with us. But it's that's another podcast episode. But yeah, it's him and I with six kids against the world, literally. And it's everyone is treated the same,
Everyone's treated the same. Yeah,
Yep, that's
everyone
how it
has the
should
same
be.
opportunity, and it's, what are they going to do with it? It's whether it's those three boys and then my wife's son, who I call my son as well. He does have a father, who is active in his life, but I and the crazy thing is her ex-husband and I get along great. He
So you
loves
guys
without
could do the family barbecue and hang out
we
and throw
we we
football with the
absolutely.
boys.
We absolutely could. Now, can she? I don't know. That's a whole other thing.
Well,
But
Sarah, if you listen to this, we're all rooting for you to be able to show up at the barbecue.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, the thing is as well is with her husband, you know, he just bought a new bike from Indian. He switched from Harley over to Indian. And where did he go? He came over to my house. He wanted
That
to
is
show me
so
his bike.
funny.
He picked he I was supposed to pick up her son from she had a meeting, and but he had some dental appointments, and I was supposed to pick him up, but he wanted to pick him up. So he picks him up, comes over to the house, drop him off on he's on this brand new Indian. And he's like, "Will, come on out, come look at, you know." And you
Were
know,
you
it
like,
just
what the
more,
fuck, dude? Why didn't
yeah,
you
like
do it when I could get the commission?
right. Why did you do it when I worked
The
there?
fuck?
I could give the money back to your ex-wife.
Right.
Nah, I'm just kidding. But anyways, you know, but it's cool to have that kind of relationship, you know, that he and I can talk, and you know, we go to, you know, their son's baseball game, and I'm there and he's there, and he'll sit right behind me, and you know, we'll BS together and stuff like
Yeah.
that. And honestly, that's the way it should be. You know, that's the way it should be,
Right, I
you
agree.
know. And be able to have that kind of relationship. Now, you know, his and her relationship, you know, I kind of take a step back from that, unless something, you know, unless something very negative happens. And you know, she tells me some things and stuff, and if it's something that she can't handle and she wants me to handle, then of course I would, but it has never gotten that far.
Nice.
It's just more co-parenting stuff between the two of them, you know.
Right.
And you know, she asked me for advice for this or advice for that, and of course I, you know, say my piece or whatnot, but blended families are beautiful. That's, you know, they're absolutely beautiful. All of our kids get along. Her kids, my kids, they get along absolutely amazing. And I, of course, I call them all my kids. Whenever someone asked me, "Hey, how many kids do you have?" I say 12.
Jesus Christ, he has me beat, you guys. Fuck.
I say, "Yeah, we have 12, but you want to know what? They're all friends. We have a family chat together, and we all are posting stuff and talking to each other all the time on the family chat and posting what's going on in life. You know, I'm getting ready for Thanksgiving here soon, so I'm trying to figure out what kids are going to make it over here for Thanksgiving, because I plan on smoking a brisket instead of a turkey, you know,
Oh,
and
put us
cooking.
down for
They
eight.
put it down for eight, so that means Dad's got to get up super early in the morning and get that sucker in the
That's
smoker,
funny.
you know. And I just want to make sure that I got enough food for everybody, you know, because if everybody shows up, then I'm going to have to do a brisket and a turkey, you
Right.
know. So, you know, it the whole thing has been absolutely amazing. And the other thing I'd have to say is when you get into that relationship, and you get into a relationship, and if they do have kids, or even if you have kids together and those are the only children you have, don't forget who you are and who your wife is. Like, make sure you keep that bond together. Like, you have to have that.
Oh, that's foundational.
I've preached, I haven't preached it, but I've committed myself, and she and I both agree that we have to go on a date once a week.
Yeah.
Once a week, we go on a date. It's just her and I, and we talk about, geez,
All
everything,
the things.
everything, you know. And we just enjoy each other, you know.
Yeah.
And we're able to do that at this point here right now. And that's, you know, and I get that, you know, kids are so important, but at the same time, your parents are so, we're the, you know, we're the catalyst that keeps everything together, you know. And if we're not good, then they're not good, you know. So in our hardest of hearts, that we have to make sure that we're good. So we no matter what, we do those things.
Right.
So.
And that's the truth of any relationship. I think there's times where Ben has lost his mind and I get a call and I just could tell he's spiraling. And at the end of the day, it comes down to I haven't had any one-on-one time with you and I'm freaking the fuck out and I want to just run away. And so literally what we've been doing for a while now, because we have little still, and my big girls have their own lives now. They're both moved
How old
out.
are
They're
your
doing
littles?
7 and 11 now.
Yeah,
They
so
just had
ours are in the
birthdays.
same. Ours are 8 to 11. So, yeah.
So we don't get date nights very often without them, where we can leave. I think every other Sunday we've been sneaking out for an hour or two, if my son can hang out with them. But what we have done, this happens Monday through Thursday. Well, now I started a new podcast, you guys. In case, did I tell Listen Bitch listeners this? I have a new fucking podcast. I don't think I did, but we'll talk about that later. Anyway, so every weekday at 11 a.m., I bring him his coffee. I wake him up. We lock the door, and we're literally up there for an hour, non-negotiable, 11 to 12. And we talk about all the things. Sometimes we listen to podcasts. Like, it is a set time where the kids know, like, this is our time. That's it. And carving that out, like, just even the foundation for our entire day, it sets the tone. Like, we are so much more connected. Like, nothing sets us apart. And it's crazy, you guys, because I already can feel his energy, but it's been so much stronger lately, to where, like, today I feel like super nervous, right? I feel nervous. I feel like I'm in fight or flight. I'm like, we're gonna have to fight a bear today. I don't know what's wrong with me. So I don't say anything when we're upstairs, but we come downstairs, and he, I'm packing up his lunch, and I'm just like, man, I feel really fucked up. Like, if I, took something that just fucked up my system. And he's like, oh my God, I think that's me. Like, he felt weird. He felt all whatever. And I'm like, yeah, there's no explanation for me feeling like this. Dude then goes to work. And I get this really weird feeling tonight. I'm like, man, something is just really, really off. Like, my feelings were hurt for no reason. And he calls me, and some shit went down. And I was like, how did I feel this? Like, I'm telling you, that connection is like nothing. And it's
You
that
just know.
priority. Yeah, it's that priority of, we were connected today. The minute he came to me, I knew exactly how he was feeling. He doesn't even have to put it in words. Like, I know his feelings got hurt. And at the end of the day, I got to say my piece of, like, jobs come and go. You're good here. You're the king of the house. That's the most important thing. So fuck them. Fuck those people, baby. Fuck those people. But yeah, so non-negotiable. You guys have to carve out that time, whatever that looks like. And if you don't have the family or the babysitters or the opportunity to get to, like, actually go out on the dates, then do an in date,
No, absolutely. And we've done that too. We've
Yeah.
got an in date and done yard work together, and picked weeds and planted
Ben, I am not
flowers
doing
and
that shit. I'm not doing that shit, okay? Like, don't even think about it.
we've planted flowers, planted a garden. We just do little things at the
Yeah.
house if we just don't get a chance to get out. But yeah, no, it's absolutely imperative that families like the mom and dad get a chance to get out and do that stuff. So,
Right.
it's healthy. It's a reset. They get to talk about what's going on. They get to, get close to one another, have that closeness once again, and through the rigmarole of the week, of everything going on with kids going to school and doing laundry and getting dinner done, getting lunches packed, you kind of lose sight of each other during all of that, and we know that, we recognize that, and we text each other, and there's always a phone call at a particular time of the morning when I know she's alone and I'm alone, so we get a chance to talk about our mornings and what we have going on for the day and what I have scheduled and what she has scheduled. So, that helps you get things rolling throughout the day, So,
You
yeah.
recently retired from 9 years as
9 years.
motorcycle salesman. So what the
I
fuck are you
did.
doing with your time? Like, just dad duty? 'Cause that's a full-time job.
Well, I have more time to do dad duty now.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, it was an extremely hard decision to leave what I love doing, and it wasn't just selling motorcycles. It was the relationships that I've built, like even mine and yours, in the other thousands of relationships that I
Right.
built throughout the years.
Fuck those people.
at
No, I'm just kidding. I'm
the
just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm
They're all on my Facebook. A lot of
just
them
kidding. We
are
love you
anyway.
guys, but I'm his
They're
favorite.
right.
So just,
No,
it's fine.
no, I loved every single one of them, but it just it came down to I was burnt out, it
Yeah.
was just it was a big burnout, not just with work but with personal life. The constant things going on with the court systems and stuff like that, like all of that had it was paying was taking its toll on me. And my wife came to me and she said, "Hey, I really need help with the child care center. We need to get more kids in here." And she's like, "I could really use you as a director of sales and marketing." And I'm like, "I know how to do that."
You know sales.
Yeah, I know how to do that, and I'm really good with, of course, talking. I mean, this is my first podcast, and I don't think I've been pretty shy on it whatsoever. But,
You guys tell him the truth, leave all the comments, leave all the judgment. Let's hold him to the fire, 'cause
yeah, hold me to the fire. Let me know
like
as
I
well.
said, this shit is not for the weak.
Yeah, no, I mean, if I do wrong on here, then please let me know so the next one I can do better and fix and make adjustments and fix those. So then, I resigned. It was really hard for me to resign, but I did it. I had great relationships with the owners, they're my best friends, in great owners, and they treated me very well, very fairly, and I have nothing negative to say about that whatsoever. But again, family,
Yeah.
my wife started this business 15 years ago, and I'm her husband, and I'm like, I need to help her, and I've
Yeah.
got a skill set to where I can help her. So I've blasted a ton of ideas. I got with her company, got with her directors with her company, and just asked questions, asked the tough questions like you do, and threw things in front of their face that I know some of them didn't like because they gave me that look,
Right.
I'm like, "Hey, are you doing this? Are you doing that? Well, why aren't you doing this? You were given this to do this and you haven't done it yet. So
Right.
maybe this is why your center is struggling, And so, just hit the ground running, and I started with those questions first, and then the very next thing was, hey, if I'm going to market something, and I'm going to market a company, everything from the outside looking in needs to look good. So then all summer long, that's all I did. All summer long, I was revamping all their buildings, repainting, redoing flowers and gardening and mulching and, just coming up with
Nice.
different ideas. And one of the places had two flagpoles with no flags on it. Well, you can bet your damn ass that there was an American flag hanging up on one side,
America.
and then I had my wife order her flag for her company's emblem, and we put it on the other side. And I was like, "There's flagpoles. There's needs to be flags,
Right.
So we got those hanging up, and then I'm like, "Okay, this spring I got other plans to get that area built up, because when parents walk in and they look at that, they need to see that, hey, we don't only care about what's going on the inside, but we also care what's going on the outside, And so that was my whole thing. So there's several facilities, so I was bouncing around a lot to all the different facilities doing different things. So,
Right. You've
but
been
yeah,
busy. You've been
been busy.
busy.
I've lost 20 pounds since I started there.
Damn, get it. Good for you. Good for you.
And holding it off. I just weighed myself today. I'm like, damn, I'm like actually down 21 pounds. So,
Nice. Very nice.
but
All right, if
yeah.
we're going to start a new podcast, Will, what can people expect from us?
Real life, no bullshit. Yeah, that's it's nothing to hide. I am not a saint by any means. I've made my fair share of mistakes in life and things that I regret, but
We'll call this Will's confessional, and we'll make him air all his dirty laundry, and we'll just
jeez. Oh God. But yeah,
it's
no,
so
I it
funny.
But the thing is, that's still how everybody is, honestly. I mean,
Yeah.
everybody's got, crap that they've done that they just wish they didn't do, and wish things were different. But all that we can do is look at where we are today and what can we do today to make tomorrow better,
Very prophetic. Wow.
That's pretty good, isn't
It's it was.
it?
It was
So
very
yeah,
deep.
I'm not one to hold on to the past and sit there and mope about it. I'm like, okay, that happened, yes, but let's try to do better next time,
Right.
and just keep trying to do better and keep doing better and doing better and doing better and doing it the way that God wants us to do it. So
Right.
we're human, we sin. And we're gonna slip and we make mistakes, but that's why he sent his son.
Right.
Because we make those mistakes. And so all we gotta do is be cognizant of those mistakes and try to keep
Right.
doing it. So
Own your shit. Don't be a victim. It's fine.
own it. Don't be a
It's fine.
victim. Yeah,
Nope.
don't be a victim. Own what you did. And move on, Move on and keep putting that foot forward. Somebody told me once in the military, they said, "I'm going to hand you a bag of cement and a bucket of water. Are you going to build yourself a stepping, stepping stones or a stumbling block? What are you going to build? You're going to build stepping stones or a stumbling block?"
Right.
And I'm like, that's always stuck with me,
Yeah.
That's always stuck with me. So,
Is that one of your mistakes? You built the stumbling block.
Oh, dude, so many
God
times.
damn it.
So many times. Over and over again. Just keep tripping over it and you lose everything. You keep tripling over it
And
and
the real point of that, you guys, is literally that's what we do. I don't know if it's steps. It is stepping stones, but what happens is that every time you trip over your own fucking cement, you just get up. I can't talk.
get up.
Get the fuck
Yeah.
back up. Get
Get
up.
up. Get up.
Very simple.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, get up and dust yourself off and keep moving and learn from what you've done before and don't listen to what other people say. It don't jive into that
Hold
crap.
on, listen to us though, you guys, because we are about to start a brand new podcast, okay? This isn't going to be a listen bitch norm. This is going to be my new co-host of a new something, and we'll figure out a name for you guys later, but
Maybe they'll figure it out and
figure
they'll
it out
tell us
for
what it should
us.
be.
It should be FAFO. We'll just call it that. Like,
It
you know what I'm
could
saying?
be, 'cause it'll get a lot deeper. I know
Yeah.
that. I know that.
I mean,
So
there's people out there that can learn from our experience. There's people out there that can learn from our mistakes, and it doesn't even have to be personal. I literally come on here every day and talk about how I'm fucking up in life. Every single day, I have a podcast topic because, oh, how did I fuck up today? Well, here we go. Here we go. So, yeah, I'm super excited. I think this is going to be a really, really great journey. So you guys stay tuned. My first release is going to be in my love letter. So that's going to brandonlinette.com. And subscribing, and when we are live, which we're gonna pin down schedules or whatever, we'll figure it out. But
Yeah, we'll
test
figure it.
run
We'll talk
tonight, you
about
guys let me know. Or, I mean, love him, hate him. If this was a bad idea, fucking warn me, you guys. Are there red flags I'm not seeing for my new co-host tonight? Like, should I run? Am I in
You
denial?
better run.
Yeah, right. But that's it, you guys. Listen, at the end of the day, the title change, whether it's ex, step, remarried, blended, the responsibility doesn't change. So, mom and
No.
dads, you are always going to be the priority. Kids do not need Instagram heroes. We don't need the fake bullshit, the posing because you picked them up on a Saturday. They need parents who are going to show up, and you cannot show up for your kids unless you are showing up for yourself. So, if you can't take care of yourself, if you can't show yourself love and respect, then don't hurt the kids. Okay. This isn't about who got the last word in court, who's bitter, who won, who got remarried. This is two adults equally agreeing not to weaponize love and children, but choose to give the kids that foundation and security they deserve. Okay. When mom and
Absolutely.
dad stay the priority, not ego, not revenge, not control, the kids actually win every single time. So I
That's
love you
true.
guys. I love you guys. I will see you next week. Okay.
All
Bye,
right. We'll see you
everybody.
guys later. Take care.